Yeah, sorry about the military episode had to get taken down. I looked at you like 6 or 7 times during that podcast and laughed, which was funny because it was middle of him being like talking about a story of him like carrying his buddies out that just got shot. And I was like,
the whole time I was like, I just want my sacrum to be right for this.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
I was doing the Bruger method.
You did it the whole time and it looked hilarious.
And I would catch myself.
Kept straight face.
Yeah, I would catch myself and I would just be like in my Zoom screen. Just be like.
Yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, sorry we had to take that down. Government got a hold of us.
True.
Government came down.
I don't think people believe it. They're like, no. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, dude.
They found that shit quick, which, you know, I have questions now. It's either.
How do they get behind a paywall right away and pick up names?
It's either.
Scary times.
Snitch?
There was no snitch.
You think it was just AI?
That was his. If you say his name onto a platform, yeah, they have.
My bad for that.
I mean, I'm not gonna be on the air right now.
It was good. If you listened to it, enjoyed it, that's cool.
Yeah. That guy had a clearance. He wasn't. The government doesn't want him chat.
All right, we interviewed Q. All right, we interviewed Q. I'm sorry. We interviewed Q.
And he disclosed 0 state secrets to me. I don't have any.
Nope.
Government. I know what they're up to, dude.
What are they up to?
Government's got a couple of D'Elias in the Senate.
Really?
A couple of D'Elias popping around, making laws.
Senator Kell, Senator D'Elia.
Senator Kell's in the lead. R.I.P. Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, man. That was a...
R.I.P.
Is he going to keep doing his podcast?
He better. He better. He's fucked. I mean, I'm not... Yeah, he is fucked.
I'd say pretty...
Yeah, that's a tough... Hard. And see, that's like... Fuck it. Here's exactly what happened. Yesterday we recorded a full podcast, talked about race for about an hour.
2 hours.
2 hours straight. it was a lot. And now it'll just be me saying something and backpedaling on Chris D'Elia. Well, kids are hot these days. I mean, I'm not like defending him or anything, but it's going to be that for an hour and a half.
No.
Here's what was scary. Yeah. He got called a pedophile.
Sure.
And... Everybody was so happy to call him that on Twitter. Immediately got on Twitter and I was like, fuck, that sucks for him, huh? But, you know, there's no way of controlling it. There's no way of being like, hey, everybody on Twitter, we got to wait until someone's proven guilty before he's number one trending in America as pedophile. Yeah. That's a rough one.
Oh, dude,
I didn't think it got worse than ours.
Apparently
it gets worse, dude.
Apparently I mean, they hit the Lou Dog with just like masturbator aggressive. They hit him with aggressive masturbator.
Well, that was after the initial. He gets hit with rapist a lot.
Does he?
Lou Dog,
really?
Yeah. King Louis.
King Louis gets hit with
King Louis gets it. They bring that to his table
of like,
he just says no.
No.
Just get this out of here. No.
But D'Elia, man, I read it. It's damning. The only problem is, again, it was like the Aziz Ansari situation where girls like hung out with the famous guy and he just wanted to fuck me. It's annoying.
Yeah,
it's
that like, was a couple of them were like, all right, shut up. Keep fucking moving, lady. And here's the fucked up thing is it's like, man, why do they all come out at once? It's like, well, they finally feel brave enough. It's like, or do they see other girls getting a lot of likes?
Dude, that's a valid question.
Valid question.
Anything's on the table anymore. I'm not doing this.
2 steps forward, 1 step back.
We're living in a country right now where the media is blatantly lying to the population. So anything's on the table, dude. But yeah, the problem is too, when you see, the thing that made me laugh is when a lot of them are like, I was like a beginning comedian. I thought he was going to advise me. And he just wanted to fuck me, which is super annoying. It's like, of course you want to. You did 2 open mics and you think this guy now, like, that's your mentor? A famous guy DMs you, you're like, oh, perfect. This is how this works.
Yeah.
I do stand up twice.
They saw funny people. And they're like, oh, I just do 1 mic and then Adam Sandler makes me famous.
Yeah.
So a couple of them are like, oh, man, that's just a pile on. And then, but then you see the one or two that's like, he's DMing like 16-year-olds. Like, hey.
You see the indefensible. Yeah. The indefensible ones are just like, how old are you again? Well, I just think you're, you can't tell young chicks they're cute, man. It's like, it's weird.
As hard as it is.
Or lament the fact, you can't lament a chick's age via text. It's like,
and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, dude. I better not get fucking popped on any of these.
Like what?
Because they immediately put up a clip of him being like, 14-year-olds are not 14 anymore. They're 35. They're hot.
I saw that.
It's like, oh.
I saw that.
Yeah, if I get hit on anything, there's going to be clips of me being like, I'd fuck Lewis's son.
I immediately thought about that. I'm like, dude, it would be people would be like, shut it off. Enough. All right. There's more. Like, shut it off. No. God damn it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you had to go to like a C-SPAN thing, like I did say kids were hot.
I did say kids. Your Honor, I was kidding.
I was talking about the gymnastics show and I did say those kids were hot.
They were hot kids hopping around.
Like, for the record, do you think those kids were hot, Mr. Gillis? You'd be like,
those kids. For the record, sworn testimony.
Damn.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
You had to do like a newspaper over your face.
Kids were fucking hot. Running out of the courtroom.
Yeah, well, it was funny too because there was like one of the girls too. Well, this is actually kind of funny. It kind of ties into other stuff. One of the girls who came forward, I think her Twitter name's Goblin. She was like, I'm like reading her thing. I'm like, man, that's really shitty. And then she's like, her link is just like my webcam, my OnlyFans profile. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, webcam model. So now my brain, my wheels are spinning, dude. I'm going like, all right. He totally might've hit you up, but it's like right now I've seen this thing where people
where
are like,
you going with this?
People have been complaining about cops, right? They're like, people are like, they don't understand cops are a dangerous job. And people are like, yeah, have you ever met a sex worker? And it's like, what? There's no comparison there. Like, have you ever gotten butt fucked in the back of a Subaru in a legally parked car? It's like, I guess, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make you a hero. It's like, I saw people been trying to be like, you think cops got it rough? Imagine being a sex worker. It's like, that's a weird comparison. Like, imagine being a coyote and sneaking people over the country. Yeah, yeah. All right. Imagine that. It's like, well, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. That's illegal.
God damn. D'Elia, though. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. I mean, where I was going really is like,
yeah, I was wondering.
I start seeing OnlyFans and it's like, you know, this is like as many people I can get to look at me. I literally get paid basically what we do. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know, man. It's like probably happened. But it's like if it was only fan accounts being like, oh, and he got me too. There has to be a part of that people are going like, fuck it. Let me throw my hat in this ring.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I think so, too. But I agree. That's what I was saying. Like, people are like, oh, wait, you can get 1,000 likes by being like, Chris Lea DM'd me.
Yeah. And how hard is it, dude?
So a lot of them are like, all right, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. But there's some rough ones.
There's some rough ones
in there. And the thing that sucks for him is like, damn, what really sucks. So like Louis, these are different. These are obviously very different. Mm-hmm. But Louis's so good that he can just put out a special and it's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And Louis's like dark and like fucked up as a person. D'Elia's whole thing is like, I'm a cool guy.
I know.
I'm a hot guy. Like, now he's got to be animated during a controversy.
Doesn't he call his fans babies, too?
Yeah, he's good. Dude, you're going to make some changes. look. I was listening to these D'Elia things, and I was like, oh, shit, dude. Baby girls? Dude, I'm done. No more joshing. No more joshing about the babies.
Yeah, any woman that comes to our show anymore has to wear a head covering.
Yes, it is. We're going back to the church. This is
skirt
like
down to the skirt down no to the
ankles.
Things.
If yeah, you show dude. Ankles. You are a slut.
Don't be sending some slutty stuff to my. I mean, I gotta worry. All these fucking fat dudes I talk to on Instagram, are they underage?
I know.
Are all these fat guys with beards who inbox me underage? I'm worried now, dude. I'm next. I'm next, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like, what you took out of this match. A guy is a predator and you selfishly sit there and say, what about me?
Yeah, I'm worried now. I'm going to start asking when dudes are like, yo, I have a, everyone sends me stuff like, yo, I have a 6-month-old. I'm like, first of all, how old are you before we get It's like, I'm 43. Be like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk next year.
The one O'Connor was chatting about was this girl that was like, yeah, he invited me to his hotel and I knew he wanted to fuck. And so I said, I'd rather come down to the bar. And he said, come up to my room. And he was like, no. And just stopped texting. She like reported him.
That's fair enough.
It's like, dude.
That's what I'm saying. You start
getting. Yeah, it was a dickhead. It was a dickhead move, but that's not a crime.
That's the thing. So you have.
It's like the Aziz world.
It's the Aziz effect where it's like, I went on a date. I thought this person, I, you know, watched enough Disney movies where I'm like, oh, finally, Prince Charming. And then, you know, little you know, princes typically want to like eat your pussy and finger your butthole upon meeting you. That's what being a prince is about.
So, that's what should have happened to Sleeping Beauty. Just a fucking Brock Turner coming out of the woods like, oh, fuck. Yeah, and here's the other side of that, though, is it's Twitter, so they're allowed. Mm-hmm. It's a free, they're allowed to just be like, here's a shitty experience I have with this guy.
True.
And it's just a fucked up thing that fucking social media is allowing. You know, it's created this mm-hmm. thing where it's like, oh, we're piling on somebody today.
Yeah.
Here's a thing he did I hated.
Yeah.
Might as well put this out.
Well, I'm trying to roll up the pedophiles, dude. So when I'm rolling them up, I mean, obviously, you know, Trump's been rolling them up. Dude.
Trump rolled them up. We can, that
Trump counts. Rolled up D'Elia, basically.
Trump should put that on his next speech and be like, and the pervert, Chris D'Elia, absolute disgusting pervert.
But yeah, it's also funny too that like girls are like, and then I thought we'd like do something, and they just, you just try to rush me into sex. And it's like, are you describing you guys want an old fashioned gentleman?
Yeah.
These like hardcore feminists are like, chivalry is dead, basically. Yeah. Basically, they're like, this is so ridiculous. I just fuck. I'm a free spirit. When a guy's like, let's fuck, they're just like, you have no respect
for me. You gotta hold the door for me.
What the fuck is this? Yeah, dude. It's fucking, it's nonsense.
Interesting
dude.
Times.
Nonsense.
Yeah, man. And then,
so all I can do is Bruger out. Dude, chiropractors have this sick, they're like, they have like a PhD in stoner knowledge.
You hear about this D'Elia?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think there's any coming back from that. Like you said, that, well, it's funny too, because when you watch this,
even if it came out that he did nothing wrong, he's fried from this. Like if you're labeled a fucking petter ass, dude.
Yeah. Groomer, dude. Groomer. Drake got a groomer thing.
Musicians and athletes are exempt
from grooming,
from that type of criticism.
Mm-hmm. Allegation. I would say it's a little.
D'Elia doesn't have one thing as good as, you know, God's Plan or Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah.
If he had a hit like that, he might survive. Like Louis survives.
True.
Louis, everybody, like you can, people immediately are like, nah.
Yeah, like that. That fucking hit it with rules. That
R. Kelly.
Well, but the charge is different though, dude. As soon as you hit it with grooming and like you see the screenshot. And again, I was looking at it. It's like, saved his full name in the phone. There's 2011. So it's like, the only other alternative is like people, some conspiracy, like photoshopped all these messages and we're like, which you could do, but it's like, you see the messaging and like you see how he's typing. You're like, that's definitely, it's like, hey.
Yeah. And it sucks too. Cause he's,
let's just be naked.
Yeah. He's got enough people that just hate him.
Does he
got
really?
Enough people that, immediately people are like, yeah, he sucked. I think
true.
He sucked. It's like, did you? Why didn't you say it two days ago?
Well, you know.
It's just like,
pedophilic allegations will definitely be like, yeah, you know what?
But people are happy that it happened.
For sure.
I cannot, I can't knock it too hard because when the Penn State thing happened with Joe Pa,
yeah,
I was like, this is the best.
What is?
I hated Penn State that when they raped a bunch of kids, I was like, I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. I'm glad it happened. You know, some kids, you know, they made the sacrifice I needed for Penn State to be brought to justice.
Yeah, well, the thing, again, like, I'll go back to the Aziz thing. It's like, that was just a story came to the desk. I'm like, what's the story? It's like, he got head like 3 times on a date. First date, like, yeah.
Yeah, like fingered a girl's mouth.
So the editor couldn't have been like, fuck it. Get this shit the fuck out of here. You got to be like, all right, fuck it. Run it.
Yeah, I noticed Newsweek ran an article about the D'Elia thing like 5 hours into the Twitter accusations.
Oh, so
when it gets weird. Yeah. Because all these publications race to be the first ones to put shit out.
Mm-hmm.
None of them do research.
Yeah.
Like we saw with our thing.
Bro.
Like immediately it was just misquote. Like all of them
misquote. They alleged that I wrongfully alleged that I owned a taco truck, which I never did.
Yeah.
There was like 5 facts you should know. 4 of them were they were totally wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, good job, guys. Good work.
And these were publications that were like, now we're all for joking, but he wasn't kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, you're going to report that? Wait, what?
We love to laugh, but I can tell you right now, that guy had nothing but hate in his soul.
Here at Vox, we love a good, you know, we love a good yuck as much as anyone. But this guy, we know you hated him.
We know.
Right?
Just
anyway, D'Elia is like, I don't know. And then people started sending me shit of him talking shit on me,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think he really did.
What was he like? This sucks.
He was like, this is hack.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, he read the articles.
He read
saw
them,
the clip. He was just like, oh, they're just saying bad words.
Felt the pressure.
Right. Yeah. And then it's also funny. And they did it with Ari. I'm excited to watch the LA comics just immediately
turn
on their friend.
You think they'll turn on him?
Oh, yeah. You'll see some. Yeah.
Some Brutus.
They're all true. They're the Senate, dude.
True.
There's gonna be some knives in the back as soon as you turn around. Yeah, they did it when Ari did the Kobe Bryant thing.
Yeah, well,
they're all like, well, fuck that.
I had to yourself.
It's your friend.
Yeah, no, that's true. I had to sit there,
text him, be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, bro.
Don't go in your pockets and be like, I distance myself from him.
Also, look, I'm not going to be, I hesitate to say this, but usually you kind of know what's going on in your friend Sniz life. Typically isn't a secret, bro.
Dude, you got a good one out of LeMaren. Yeah, I got good. It's good to have the producer LeMaren here. It's good to have some soul in here. You know, if you make a good enough point, the producer will go,
That's all I want, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just the burger method, dude. It helps me think.
What, the Sniz life of him? I bet he kept the, look, I bet they knew he was banging like young chicks, but you're going to keep that 16-year-old text to yourself.
True.
Yo, I fucking text. I'm grooming these bitches.
True.
I'm waiting on them.
And it was funny because people went at Goblin and they were like, well, she was like, I was 16. This guy was trying to get me to like come to like fly me out. It was something like that. I don't want to slander, but it was something. It was a bad thing. Like he was pursuing me and he was courting me basically.
Yeah, he was courting.
Old school courtship, dude.
He's courting.
So he was courting her on some sort of electronic device. And there, the one guy's like, well, if you knew it was wrong, why didn't you shut it off? And she was like, because I was 16, like a famous guy wanted to hang out with me. Obviously, I was excited. Yeah. I was like, fair point, all Gob. Right. Fair point, Gob.
Point Goblin?
What's a fucking goon to a goblin, dude? Goblin. Yeah, so I was like, Goblin stood her ground, linked the OnlyFans.
Good for Gobs.
That's not bad.
Good for Gobs. RIP to Lee.
That's all it is, dude. It's just like here today, gone tomorrow.
It's just like that. Uncle Charles.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him, bro.
I'm going to miss Uncle Charles. That's what Delia was just hanging out and that fucking angel touched him. That was the goblin's hand. Just.
I mean, you see it, dude. It just fucking spreads so quick. It spreads dude, so dude, fast.
As soon as there's blood in the water,
it's chum.
If there's a green light on your head and you're allowed to get shit on, people just come out of the woodworks and are like, yeah, he bumped me at this mic. He's a fucking sack of shit asshole. 1,000 likes, 20 retweets. It's like everybody hated him, you see? It's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's like we're like a – we're definitely like the people who like first had fire who would light it and be like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. It's like we have this amazing technology. We're just like – oh, yeah. Just we're not ready for what like the tool we have at our disposal.
Yeah, and the not. Yeah, and the group, the mob mentality thing of just piling the fuck on people.
Yeah,
wow.
Oh, at least let it breathe, man.
Figure out. I but again though,
you see the screenshots.
Twitter, you're allowed to talk.
Yeah,
you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Man.
It's a tricky one. I mean, I guess it's pretty simple, bro. It was DM and 16.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. The thing, again, the thing's cut and dry. It's just the process that's been set up is just like, you know, I mean, again, it's like it only this, all this stuff, it promotes trad values. The only way away from this is just to be like a conservative, traditional for a dude. Because you were saying before, as like a girl, it's like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, you want to fuck? Oh, hell yeah. Fucking let's smoke weed and fuck right now. And like, you know. That's like 10 shows right now on TV.
Yeah.
But as a dude, if you're like, you want to fuck, girls are like, how fucking dare you? I looked up to you and you have power. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Delia's power was used.
That's, yeah. We've said it before. That's the, you know, whatever. But
that's the crux. Wait, what were you going to go for?
Famous dudes. That's the point of being, guys get famous and they're like, I can't wait to get pussy whenever I want.
Yeah.
Then they get famous and you're like, do you want to fuck me? And like 9 out of 10 chicks is like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then one happens to be a fucking blogger. And it's just like, fuck you, dude. Or again, but then his case is different because he was being a fucking pederast.
Yeah.
I'm separating the process from the pederast, dude. It's like, that's the process of just being like, you're a famous dude. Like Aziz, I'm talking about the Aziz effect.
I got you.
You're Aziz.
You're good.
You're
in the clear right now. You're flying clear.
I'm fucking flying clear. No, that's the other thing too. The other thing too, if you want to be in this motherfucking game, this is a dangerous game, bro.
This is a dangerous game.
There's only one way out. It's dead or canceled, dude. That's it.
That's how this ends.